It's time for Take 5, an in-depth look at the news, only on News Talk 1110 KBND. The more you listen, the more you know.
Good morning. It's 7:55, and with Take 5 today, here's Lori Robb.
In studio, we have Tom Farley, the executive director of the local Red Cross chapter. Good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
I guess we're going to talk about your annual budget, which has gone down dramatically from about $700,000 a year to $250,000. Unfortunately, you've had to lay off people, going from 8 full-time staff members to 3. But I'm wondering, has the demand for Red Cross services also gone down?
You know, Lori, the demand hasn't changed at all. When a single family fire happens and emergency personnel show up and there's a family on the sidewalk, they call the Red Cross. If someone needs CPR or first aid training, the gold standard, they call Red Cross. If the hospital needs blood, 90% of the time in the United States, they call the Red Cross. So those needs have not stopped. And that decline in both personnel and funding has happened over a 6 or 7 year period. It wasn't last year, I want to note.
Have you noticed a local story that's really touched your heart that can really help people understand what you do
in
La Pine?
Easter Sunday morning this past spring, a family woke up to a fire. They got out, and their house was burned to the ground. The local fire department called the Red Cross, and our volunteers showed up, met the family. We ended up putting them up in a hotel for 3 nights. Clothing, food, medications, even eyeglasses were the needs. And that's our role. We're second responders, usually trained volunteers from the Red Cross to help the fire people be able to do their job. And we make sure nobody's standing out in the cold.
I'm sure you make a big impression. And I'm wondering if those people, when they get back on their feet, do they often tend to give back to the Red Cross?
Often. And often also in like a house fire situation, they're financially strapped as well. So the first thing they want to do is say thanks. And like a good neighbor, the State Farm, the American Red Cross was there, and they often respond with a great gratitude.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about why funding may be down and about the popular Civil War blood drive. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Live Take 5. We have Tom Farley with the local Red Cross chapter. So why do you think that funding is down so much, going from $700,000 to about $250,000 in your budget?
Well, there's one obvious reason, and that's the economy. I think all nonprofits are struggling, and the American Red Cross is no different. Another reason is that we're pretty invisible. You don't tend to see people giving pints of blood or taking CPR classes or showing up for a house fire. So I think that's another reason.
And this is typically the time of year that the blood supply runs low. Why is that, and why do you encourage people to get blood?
Well, I don't know about you, Lori, but more people stay home in where it's warm in the winter and when the weather changes. So that's one reason. This year, uniquely, because of the tornadoes and storms in the Midwest and the East Coast, all those folks aren't giving blood. They're responding to a disaster in their front yard. And so the West Coast and the South has been asked to be more generous in our contributions of blood.
So when it's cold and it's snowing out, people are staying home rather than going out to the local blood drive.
I don't know why.
Okay. How about the Civil War blood drive? I know that's always been a popular program for you.
Oregon State University, my alma mater, has won the last 7 years, I think, maybe 6. And so I challenge you Ducks to come out and give a pint of blood. And when you do, either by calling the local Red Cross or any other place where there's collection, you can designate under whose patronage your pint will go. And we're talking a pint of blood, nothing else.
Well, you're pretty brave to come on our air and talk about being a beaver, because we're the Duck station, but I like both teams personally.
I am honorable beaver.
Okay, thank you very much, Tom Farley with the local Red Cross. This has been Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.